This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Art Spengler. He is VP of Operations for Premier Aircraft Sales. And Art, an exciting announcement this week about a refurbishing program being undertaken by your company, essentially to supply the airplane that people seem to want. Tell us all about the Premier Edition's 172 upgrade program.
Well, what we're doing with the 172s, and we'll, after we do a couple of them, we're also going to do it on the Piper Warriors, is we are offering the Centurion 2.0 diesel engine that's manufactured by Technify in Germany. There has been over 3,500 engines with over 3.7 million hours of operation, mostly in Europe, and we're putting it in the our first airplane will be the Cessna 172, and that will be any aircraft except those that have Garmin G1000 panels. Right now, the FAA has not approved it in the G1000 aircraft yet, but we hope to get that sorted out soon also. Premier has been involved with the Thiele Centurion engine since 2006, so we're very well experienced with it because that's the engine that's in the Diamond DA-42 Twin Star, and we've been selling and servicing those since 2006. So when you put the engine in, you get the complete engine. You get a new three-bladed MT propeller that is a composite propeller, and you get the FADEC system, which is the fully automatic digital electronic control system. So the pilot only has one lever in the cockpit. He's either at 100% power, whatever he chooses for takeoff and for cruise, and idle, and you don't have to worry about mixture. You don't have to worry about fuel leaning at all, because it's all done automatically through the FADEC. So the engine is always operating at maximum efficiency, and different from the Lycoming legacy engine of the aircraft, it's operating at about 50% less fuel burn. That, along with the less money involved on the delta between Avgas and Jet A, makes it a very attractive package.
Okay, well, I mean, it does sound like a very attractive package. Why isn't Cessna doing it? Why does it take a sales company like yours to get this thing to market?
Well, we're here because, and we're doing it because of the request, because of the demand, because it's being done in many, many other countries. It's approved in Canada, which we're approved also to service Canada. ANAC has approved it in Brazil, and it's been approved around the world. Basically, there just hasn't been someone that has the interest in the United States to pursue it and present it. And this is where Premier has stepped up to the plate and said, hey, we're going to do it. And we've had terrific response.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great training airplane. It sounds like the money really makes sense for training. But tell me about who the customers are.
Well, you mentioned the training, and that's great also. What we originally were targeting, the general aviation purchaser that was considering a new Cessna 172 with a base price of around $365,000 with no add-ons. That's who we were targeting. The other target there is flight schools, and if they have an aircraft that they already own and they would like that aircraft upgraded or just converted, we'll be glad to do that. This first aircraft is our demonstrator aircraft. We went ahead and put the full Garmin package in with the Garmin 500, the Garmin 750, and with ADS-B, and the 750 is full touchscreen technology, and we probably went maybe a little overboard or at the high end for this aircraft as our demonstration aircraft. But if other people would like an aircraft and choose different avionics, whether they'd like the paint or the interior or the refurbishment done. We're here basically to promote and get the aircraft out with the diesel engine in it, but if you'd like to bring your airplane here, we'll be glad to use your airplane. We don't need to look for them, and if a flight school has some airplanes, that's what we'd like to do. We're working with a flight, as an example, we're working with a flight school in Trinidad that they pay $9.25 for a gallon of Avgas 100, where their Jet A1 costs $4 a gallon. So if you take operation of their current aircraft, which is now burning anywhere from 8.5 to 9 gallons an hour of Avgas, you get the same performance of the aircraft, and you're burning anywhere from 3.8 to 4.6 gallons of diesel fuel, and you've got a $5.25 different delta between the cost of the fuel. That is a big savings over the life of the engine, which is 1,500 hours currently. And that engine will be expanding at 300-hour intervals about every 12 to 15 months.
Okay, so how much does it cost? What's one of these airplanes cost?
This aircraft, as our demonstrator, is priced at $289.5, which is the aircraft with the avionics package and the conversion and all new striping on the side with an autopilot ready to go. If someone brings an aircraft to us and would like just the conversion, we're looking at about $95,000 for the conversion. After that, and that conversion is more expensive because it's firewall forward and it includes the engine, the prop, and the FADEC. When this engine needs to be replaced, you're looking at about $45,000 to replace a diesel engine with a new diesel engine.
But in 1,500 hours, you're going to save, $30,000 bucks in fuel?
Oh, at least. Well, obviously, it depends what the fuel costs in your area. I've spoken to places that are paying up in Alberta, Canada. There is a line patrol company up there that's shipping Avgas in at $12 a gallon in 55-gallon drums. So they got Jet A on the field for $6. So here you've got a $6 delta, half the fuel burn times 1,500 hours. So I'm always hesitant to give you a dollar figure, because there's so many places that the difference in the fuel is so different. That's why you got to check with your own supplier to be able to get that exact figure.
Okay, so how many airplanes have you sold today? I mean, today the news release went out. What's the interest like?
The interest has been phenomenal. We first advertised the aircraft and controller last week, and in 42 minutes, we had 3 inquiries, and in 48 hours, we had heard an additional 6 inquiries in the United States and from 8 countries around the world. We have communicated with all of them, and we're all in the process of communications, price, quotes, and what each country will need to be able to import the aircraft to their country.
Okay, well, sounds like an exciting product announcement, Art. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.